This is Believe in Buckeyes. This show is brought to you by Bet Online. Chimp, hit him with that.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds in just about every sport that's out there. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. That's Bet Online, where the game starts.
And if you have any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to help you out with anything you may need in that category. But yes, this is Believe in Buckeyes. I'm Brian Browning with All-American Chimney Chekwa. We have an interesting day, man. I mean, like, some discussions here, right? I mean, little stuff, a little off topic, not really directly football stuff, but man, how are you doing? What's
doing
going
good,
on?
Man. Doing good. Excited to talk about some of the business of college sport. You know, the game's growing, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But first, we got beef, man. We got to start off the show with, like, you know, a little bit of a controversy here, man. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a lot of battle rap going on. We, like, I feel like, you know, EA Sports took a shot at us here at Buckeye Nation, man. NCAA football they haven't had a game since 2013. They finally come out. Everybody, you know, everybody really looking excited. Forward to this game. Excited. They drop a trailer. And there's no other way to take it but to be offended, man, by Buckeye Nation, man. In that trailer, right, we're getting run over by Michigan running backs. We're losing games to Illinois. There's no solid clip of the horseshoe. I mean, it's a lot of, I'm not gonna say indirect. It was some direct heat there on us Buckeye Nation, man. What did you think of the trailer? Did you see it, man? Yeah. Do we need to? I don't know. EA Sports. Do we need to go there? Like, what's up? Like,
yeah. I mean, first of all, we haven't lost. Like, I don't know if we lost to Illinois since 2007, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not even really. And not, you know, we were on that team, but. That's not even a realistic, like, trailer. Like, what was that, right? Them holding up the Illibug trophy. The Illibug
trophy. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting from Twitter, people have informed me that somebody within the creative decision-making at the EA Sports or whatever is a Michigan alum. Or a Michigan fan or, you know, whatever.
And, no, I heard they got five or six guys. Yeah. So.
You know what I'm realizing? You know, ever since we, you know, started with all the, you know, the cheating scandal, and then you saw Michigan control the narrative about, you know, so it's about the helmets. Why don't we have all that stuff was being controlled very well, in my opinion, by Michigan. And now the EA Sports game comes out and you see it's really Michigan driven. It's like Michigan got a lot of alumni and a lot of different media and creative spaces, man. Like, I don't understand what's going on, but I mean, you know, on one end, it's a really good troll job. Like, if you're an elite level troller, to me, this was elite level trolling. So I can appreciate that on one end. But on the other end, this is Ohio State. And people laughed at me, but Ohio State, to me, is the at least top two brand in college football today. At least top two, right? Yeah. So I wouldn't say you got to cater to Ohio State, but come on. If you put out
show
a trailer for college football, you wanna lean in to a top level brand. But maybe they went the other way. Let's piss off a top level brand so that then we get more engagement that way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but even if you look at the cover of the games, right? So they've been like dropping covers. They got like the deluxe cover and the regular cover. On both of those covers, like, it's centered around Donovan Edwards, who's playing running back for Michigan. And you know, he's a decent running back, but when it really comes down to it, he's not. He was never the starter.
Like, this would be
his first year as being the actual starter at Michigan. They had Blake Corum in that spot over the last handful of years. So it's like, I mean, it must be some of those guys in the mix, because it only makes. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, you got all these guys in college football, and the guy that's sitting around the cover, the guy who has never been a primary back. I mean.
Yeah,
it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I hear people saying, look, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a video game, blah, 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 blah. No, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
And I'm boycotting the game. I wasn't planning on playing it anyway, so it's an easy boycott. If I was planning on playing it, I probably would play it. But still, at the end of the day, man,
I'm going to play the game, Jim.
Yeah, I know
you. I'm going to play it. But they should send me a copy for free so I can feel better about the situation.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, this is the time we've lost to that team up north three years in a row. You know, so they're victory lapping. They've been victory lapping for these 3 years. The victory lap is going to end soon. And I've bookmarked.
It's going to end in November. November.
It's going to end in November.
There's a date on it.
And I've bookmarked so many tweets. So many tweets. And I'm going to start drafting tweets. So now you started a tweet and then you just save it for later. I'm going to start drafting tweets. Just consistent tweets. And the day of that game, as soon as, the game ends and Ohio State officially wins, EA Sports is going to hear from me.
No, I'm not the biggest Twitter guy. I'm trying to work on it a little bit. But it's time, man. I mean, it's time to, kind of get things set back in order. And this kind of starts by, taking care of business in November. And then we kind of we'll take it from there. Yeah, so EA Sports did us dirty, but it's fine. When I get the game and play on the game, it better not be glitchy for our Buckeyes. It better be, as good as we're going to be. Giving up 52 points to Illinois is not going to happen.
It's not even realistic. We're not that Illinois
trophy. It's not even realistic. We're going to be tackling in the Michigan game and not being ran over by guys and things of that nature. So, looking forward to it. Yeah, man. But I mean, like I said, this show, we got some stuff. Now, this is not really football related, but it's involving one of our guys. It's kind of, at this point, it's a lawsuit out here. But man, it's some people kind of coming at Marvin Harrison Jr., man. Fanatics got a lawsuit out there on him, man.
So Fanatics is suing Marvin Harrison Jr. Apparently, Fanatics originally signed Marvin Harrison to some type of deal back, I guess, 2022. Since then, dating back to last May, they renegotiated kind of a new deal. And Fanatics alleges that there was, a deal that was signed, a deal in place for Marvin Harrison for a licensing deal going into, his first few years in the NFL. Marvin Harrison has since been drafted. He has not signed a group licensing deal with the NFLPA, which allows the NFLPA to license in partnership with Nike, Fanatics, and others, and sell your jersey, et cetera, in stores. So he's not a part of that. He hasn't signed anything. And also, on his end, he's pretty much saying that there is no deal with Fanatics. There's this back and forth. Not sure what's true at this point, but it does appear that Fanatics is saying, there's something here. He owes us. He has some obligation to.
Right, you're right, right. So, I read an article on ESPN, and to be honest, ESPN, the article I read, the article I read was obviously they had spoke to somebody that kind of represents Fanatics. There was no one in this article that represents or knows anything from DeMarcus and Harrison Jr. side of things. Now, I'm going to say DeMarcus Harrison, right? Because his father represents him when it comes to deals like this. So it was nothing from them in that article. So obviously that article was a tad bit biased. But it kind of goes to the fact that there was some type of term sheet that was presented to them. They signed that term sheet. And Fanatics from there paid him, they didn't say the number, but it just said a substantial amount of money over a couple of months last year. So but also, once again, we're saying it's a term sheet. They also had to agree from some other sources had to read that, no, he never actually signed a contract. So now we're assuming, right, once again, because obviously, the Harrisons are being kind of tight-lipped about it. But we know something there because Marvin Harrison retweeted a clip of Pat McAfee talking about it on his show to someone kind of giving a little bit more context. They're still on this page. That retweet is still there, kind of staying about this issue that he's having with Fanatics. So that kind of confirms it, right? Obviously, the lawsuit does as well. But it kind of just goes to say that basically they most likely feel like, hey, we don't want to do this deal. We signed this term sheet. You might have gave us some money, but heck, we'll give you that money back because we don't want to do this deal with you guys unless you guys meet us at better terms or currently doing what they currently are doing, which is Marvin Harrison has his own website where you could buy his official product from there directly. So it's kind of interesting. Fanatics, they said this is the first time there was a lawsuit against an athlete. So it's kind of interesting.
That's what it is. You know, like, let's take the law and the contracts out of it, right? Let's say there's nothing binding or there. Let's take that part out of it for a second. There was a point in 2023 when Fanatics said, look, you know, we had a deal in place when you were kind of an up and coming. You still had the Marvin Harrison name, but, you know, we didn't know what you truly were going to become. Now, we want to do a deal with you again now that you're going to be this big star that we anticipate. And to Marvin Harrison's team, which is Marvin Harrison Sr., et cetera, at that point, it looked, you know, probably looked very, very promising. Like, this is a good deal, right? At some point between May of 2023 and Marvin Harrison being drafted, somebody realized, like, you know what, there's a better deal out there. And that deal may actually be me not signing with anybody. That deal may be me continuing to control my name, image, and likeness and directly, you know, building this brand with the fans. I don't know. Maybe there is another deal at the table or whatever, but I think at some point, you know, something triggered to say, you know, that deal that was there, there's something better that's out there. Yes. That being the case, now you got to go back and say, okay, what did we agree to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Now you bring the contracts back in play. What did we agree to? And can we get out of it?
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, reading the article I read, basically when it comes down to it, all Fanatics really want is him to just like, hey, just, you know, do your obligations. Do the things you said you was going to do for Fanatics. Yeah. Let us, you know, sign your NFLPA licensing deal, whatever, join the union so they can sell us the license or whatever, however that works. And then we'll be able to kind of sell your product from there. But obviously, it's like, you know, obviously, the Harrison doesn't have the time to be selling products, right? But I imagine some small company play, hey, look, we'll take care of this whole thing for you. Keep everything in your name. And then the split will look like this, which would be heavily in your favor compared to what you could get from a company like Fanatics. So it's interesting because there's also this kind of thought here about Fanatics, and obviously their company, right? Their job is to make money. But it seems like there's a theme here that's kind of being thrown around that Fanatics are offering these players multi-year deals while they're in college. So they can get that double dip, right? They could get some sales right here while you're here at the collegiate level, as then when you turn pro, you still are in this deal for a couple years there. Because the thing I read said basically it was a 1 year deal that ended, they renegotiated, made it multi years. Now, you know, it's kind of things are kind of looked upon a little bit differently here. So, so it's kind of interesting to see how it's going to kind of all fall out, because this has the potential. Obviously, Fanatics, this is a business plan for them, right? It's a strategy for them to kind of get these guys signed up in college and kind of let that carry on to their professional career. So,
because what NIL allowed them to do is now go to the player sooner, right? Mm-hmm. I can get to this player before they blow up, build that relationship, and I'm not saying that their intentions are bad, right? It's just, I mean, they're operating the business. I can get to this guy sooner. I'm assuming they're giving them solid deals. Like, let's do a deal. You're going to end up signing with the NFLPA, most likely. You're going to end up, selling your NIL, your name, image, likeness, through jerseys, et cetera, and NFL stores and all that stuff. And we are in partnership with the NFL. We have a deal with the NFL as well. So let's get to these guys sooner. These guys that we think, you know, have an opportunity to really become big stars and sign them to a solid deal now. And whatever it blows up to, for every guy that it blows up and becomes the, you know, the biggest money maker, there's going to be a few guys when it doesn't happen, right? So, but Marvin Harrison Jr. to me is a little bit of a different case because his dad is Marvin Harrison Sr. Uh-huh. And the opportunity right now with that kind of legacy, right? You got a Hall of Fame as a father, right? Like the name is already recognizable before he steps on the field. He's at the same position. So now you've kind of created two generations almost of brand name, image, and likeness. So I think at some point in time, whoever maybe whatever they figured out is like, you know, it may be an opportunity to do a lot more, especially since the second generation of Marvin Harrison is a top five draft pick, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, at some point they changed their minds, and now you have to go back and say, okay, what is legally binding? Like, we signed this, allegedly signed this term sheet or whatever. Right. Is that going to hold up? Also, at some point, you kind of want to call Fanatics bluff. Like, are y'all really going to sue a player? Like, that's a risky thing to do
in their business, right?
Yeah, depending on how it looks to other players, are you going to be able to do deals with other players? So, you know, I think there has to be some thought. Like, all right, go ahead and sue us. Like, let's see how beneficial that is. Or just let us out of this contract or whatever you think is a contract. And let's move on. Let's go part our ways and go sign all these other players that are out there that you have an opportunity to work with.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, obviously we're assuming here, right? We don't know. But wherever that signing bonus was, because like I said, they're just stating heavily, like, hey, we paid you. We paid you. You know, you get that back. You know, I don't think it's a situation where, you know, the Harrisons think they can keep the money because you gave it to us over this term sheet. And now you gave us this money. We're going to keep this, but we didn't sign an actual contract. So we're not doing anything. We're not working with you guys here. We're going to look at these other deals or meet us with a better deal. And we kind of go back from there. So it's definitely a kind of, like I say, it's kind of interesting. And a Fanatic said, like you said, man, what if they win? What if they win and they say, you know, they want Mar to pay all these damages and he still got, like, you know, that doesn't help you out. And it, you know, that's a penny smart dollar foolish move right here by Fanatic. So it's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, obviously with stuff like this, it's funny that, you know, we're talking about it now. And hopefully, we get an understanding of what happened at the end, right? You know, once things are settled or if it goes to court or things of that nature. But a lot of times, you know, you hear about it today, you don't hear about it tomorrow. But if we catch the drift of how things kind of settles out, as it goes to court, you know, as it goes that far, if they kind of reach some agreement internally and kind of, you know, they decide to go their separate ways, or they reach the agreement internally and Marvin Harrison decides to work with them, you know, we'll try to keep you guys in the loop on that, man.
You know how it typically goes, man. There's going to be letters back and forth. Yeah. My lawyer sends a letter in. Mm-hmm.
And this lady going to send a letter. And the judge going to be like, hey, man, get together and figure this out. He don't want me to get involved. If I get involved, it's going to get ugly. But, yeah, so... Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah. But switching up a little bit, man, the Big Ten... As a conference, this is crazy. This is a figure right here. For the fiscal year 2023, made $880 million in revenue, Jim. $880 million in revenue. Jobs, yeah. I mean, I guess we need to say that they were the top earning conference in sports, rather, in NCAA sports last year. Because obviously this is more than football, but and actually beat out the SEC. But man, that's a lot of cash, man. What's going on with all that?
It's a lot of money.
A conference doesn't seem like a business that has a lot of expenses. I don't know.
right. Yeah, a lot of money, and you know, obviously Michigan being good the last few years. We just talked about all the Michigan alumni that are in media and EA Sports games and whatnot. You know. The Big Ten has a very large alumni base. I mean, if you look at, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you look at the top 10 schools in terms of alumni, I think the Big Ten probably holds like 7 of the 10 spots, which is crazy, right? Yeah. Teams like, schools like Purdue, there's just a lot of alumni and a lot of passionate fans. And when you have good teams in the conference, you're going to generate a lot of attention. Obviously, the media deals, et cetera, continue to increase and go up. Big Noon kickoff, all that stuff. And now you got some really good teams from the Pac-12 coming in that's going to continue to add to that. There's a lot of money A lot of money. What are they doing with all this money? I know the schools get a good amount of it. But man.
Man, that's a lot of cash, man. And it kind of leads you to really believe, like, you know, when it comes to these big conferences, you know, it's kind of been rumored. I know on our show, we don't really speak so much about rumors because, you know, things could change 5-6 times before it's actually a fact, right? But, you know, it's kind of, we've been hearing that they're starting to have these conversations about these big conferences, right? So the Big Tens, the SECs of the world, paying this kind of coming up with a figure just to kind of just to pay their players. Right, especially when you start talking about the football teams and basketball, you know, the teams that are generating a lot of this revenue, just coming away to pay them. And when you start hearing numbers like that, it shouldn't be very hard to do to come up with a way to start paying these guys that's kind of going out there. Obviously, the NIL was huge, right? If the NIL didn't happen, this conversation is still being shelved, right? But since the NIL is happening and you're trying to come up with all these different ways to kind of figure out ways to attain talent and get it in the door and keep your roster together, you know, something coming directly from the school with the chance of going out and earning NIL as well will essentially help that out a ton, right? Well, I mean, don't you think so?
Yeah, it's going to help it out a lot. And with the new teams in the conference, you can expect that top line number to grow. It gets tricky now because with every change in college football, there's going to be a lot of other collateral damages or collateral things that we don't anticipate, right? That you got to deal with. That's the reality of change, right? Yep. But at the same time, it's going to be hard to determine, you know, how much do you pay now? Because at some point, the reality is going to be like, yeah, they're getting paid now. That's a big win for player. But then at some point, it's going to be like, it's not enough. Right, like we got to get more, right? So, yeah. I mean, that's business, and that's how things go. Just the fact that the Big Ten has eclipsed the SEC in terms of revenue generation, and the anticipation for me is that it continues to grow. Like, those are, first of all, it's a two conference race in college football. Clemson, Florida State. I'm sorry, man.
ACC.
Like, they are locked into this ACC, and they are...
you know they got their law schools, right? I believe it is Florida State and Clemson. They got their lawsuit. They're trying. To get out. And ACC is like, no, hold on. We're going to hold on to you guys.
They got nothing to stand on in those lawsuits. They just... I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, they're like... they're pretty big brands in a conference that's capped at not as much money. So you're going to have two teams that lead the money. And those two teams also set the price, right? So if players start getting paid, those are going to be teams that set the price. And then what does that do for recruiting, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, am I going to a school that's not going to be able to, you know, generate the income and give me the revenue share that is competitive? So I think you start to see a separation in terms of, you know, these are the top college school. I mean, there's already a separation, right?
But not it's already a separation. I mean, that's not going to change much, though, right? I mean, that's not going to change much because, I mean, if you think about it, right, if you're good enough, right, everyone is not getting Ohio State offer, right? You know what I mean? So if you're not getting an offer, then essentially you don't have anything to consider, right? I mean, so you still would end up at, you know, I'm going to say a smaller school at a smaller conference because, you know, that was already kind of determined by basically football and how things are recruited. Now, if you were, it definitely would hinder, right? Because there's a little bit more on the table to go to that big school if you compare, like, if you was actually considering a school in a smaller conference. But I don't know. In the long run, it all would play out because, you know, everyone's goal here still is to make it to the NFL, right? So if you're at the biggest school and you're receiving this yearly paying and you're not getting any playing time, it's like, well, eventually I'm going to have to take myself maybe to a different situation here, smaller conference, if I actually want to get on the field, you know, if you find yourself in that situation. Yeah,
but what's smaller conference? Because, like, who's a better football school? Purdue or BYU? Who's better at football?
BYU is.
BYU's better at football, but Purdue's in the Big Ten. So if I'm going to – if the Big Ten's giving it this revenue sharing – and it's the Big Ten Conference that's making $800, $900 million, getting to $1 billion. I'm not going to BYU. to
go. Hold on. Are you saying that the Big Ten should consider kicking out Purdue?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But you know, we know there's going to be the separation between Ohio States and the Michigans and the Oregons and the Alabamas, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But does it become a separation between, like, the Purdues and the Northwesterns versus, like, a Boise State and, a Mountain West type team? Like, Oregon State, who was it? Oregon State and Washington State didn't get chosen. Like, they were, like, only was the Pac-12 that didn't get picked, right? So they're right now just floating out there. Hmm. How much do they lose in terms of just the future of their school not being in the Big Ten versus having to be in like a, I don't even know if it's called the Mountain West anymore, or they're going to change the name to the others or what. But I feel like depending on how things shake out, I think, you know, there's always going to be the separation at the top.
Yeah.
But that middle pack, those ones in the Big Ten that aren't really contributing that much. I'm not going to say they're not contributing that much. They're contributing to viewers. They get Purdue got a huge alumni base.
Right?
So, but does that now bolster Purdue or bolster like those teams versus some of those smaller kinds?
It should. Obviously, we'll see. That's kind of a benefit for them, right? They've been in the Big Ten for a while. They supported the conference and to the T, right? And now
they upset Ohio State here.
Now the brand has grown.
Yeah.
The brand has grown, and hey, we Big Ten. Big Ten, you know, we're Big Ten. So the brand is growing. We're growing. And that's just that's how it goes sometimes, right?
Maybe we kick them out. Maybe we get rid of them.
We kind of do it like a relegation in soccer, man. We kind of rotate those bottom teams in and out the conference, man. But yeah, but that's our time for today, man. Chill, man, you got a nice clean hat on, man. Is that the melon?
The melon hat, man. You can see very breathable. Very breathable hat. My wife was like, that hat is well constructed. I want one of those. Well constructed. I never heard nobody talk about a hat in that way. But for real, it really is, man. It's a dope hat. It's a comfortable hat as well. So yeah. So if you're not aware, look it up, Melin, MELIN. Check them out.
Yeah, we had a link on our social media pages. So follow us on all the podcast platform. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. And you'll see that link there to click and, you know, check it out yourself. But that's our show for today. We'd like to end our show with an OH.
Ayo.
Go Bucks. Catch you guys here soon.